This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. As Americans brace for a widening outbreak of the coronavirus, consumer demand for face masks is surging, leading to shortages and price hikes in recent weeks. According to this resident of Washington, D.C.,
I know somebody who actually went online yesterday to look for face masks, and they're sold out pretty much everywhere. And then he saw a place where you could get 5 disposable 3M face masks for $149.
In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to reassure Americans that his administration has the pathogen under control. In the meantime, Iran is having its own economic troubles as a result of the coronavirus. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Turkey, Armenia, Oman, Bahrain, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates have all closed land and air borders with Iran in recent days due to the coronavirus. As the closures stop the flow of traffic to and from Iran, fears of a deepening economic slump are hitting Iran's national currency, the rial. President Hassan Rouhani told journalists Thursday that the country until recently had been thriving. He says that both industry and agriculture did very well during the past several months. He adds that the economy will flourish if Iranians do not let U.S. sanctions or the coronavirus have a psychological impact on their behavior. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
An Iranian member of parliament recently blamed Tehran's eagerness to come to the rescue of its major trading partner, China, for shortages inside of his own country. Iran sent thousands of face masks to China during the initial phase of the corona outbreak and now faces a severe shortage at home. This is VOA News. The UK government has unveiled a tough negotiating mandate for trade talks with the European Union. At the heart of the conflict is Britain's demand for a trade deal along the lines of the one between the EU and Canada. Now, the EU has ruled that out, saying Britain, being a neighbor of the bloc, is a greater threat to the bloc's market as it does more business than Canada. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
This is a great country with the highest possible standards for the environment, for animal welfare, for social protection, for workers' rights. Of course, we're not going to engage in some race to the bottom. We're going to maintain the very highest standards. All we want is, mutual recognition of each other's high standards and access to each other's markets.
The EU fears that Britain could undercut its market by lowering its standards. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is calling on governments throughout the world to respect the rights and dignity of their people and to stop the widespread violations that lead to the deaths of innocents. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The High Commissioner presented a quick and sad snapshot of the human rights situation in dozens of countries around the world. The picture she drew was that of massive suffering by millions of people repressed and exploited by their leaders for their personal gain.
Attacks by violent extremist groups caused over 4,000 killings in 2019, 500% more than in 2016, according to the SRSG for West Africa and the Sahel. This has alarming humanitarian consequences, including massive displacement and setbacks for development.
Bachelet condemned the attacks in Syria's northwestern provinces of Idlib, Aleppo, and Hama, which have caused the most massive displacements of civilians in the past 9 years of conflict. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bachelet noted the human rights of people had to take into account to effectively combat the virus. She said all public health measures should be carried out without discrimination of any kind. Germany's highest court on Thursday upheld a ban against a Muslim legal trainee wearing a headscarf while performing certain official tasks. In a 7-1 decision, the Federal Constitutional Court said that while the ban does interfere with the woman's freedom of religion, it is justified in order to uphold a law that calls for a neutral conduct by legal trainees when it comes to ideological and religious matters. Under the law, the state of Hesse, the woman is allowed to wear a headscarf while sitting in a courtroom among observers, but cannot follow proceedings from the bench, lead any courtroom sessions, or take evidence. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. R&B. Pop.